Buy.com announced this week that it was adding video consumer-generated reviews. Now, a couple of weeks ago on this show, we talked about the particular power of user-generated reviews straight, text-based. And although it's been done for years, a lot of sites are using them more and more aggressively right now, and they're getting stronger results than the traditional professional reviews out there. What Buy.com is toying with is taking it to the next level, which is not just putting ASCII comments, straight text comments, but allowing consumers to do video reviews. And you've got the pro and con. The pro is that you get tremendously more depth of information. You can actually see the device, and if they say it spins a little too fast, or it's too hot, or it's too wobbly, you can actually see it and see, in your opinion, whether that's too wobbly for you or too red for you. So the video has that advantage. The downside is that not everyone can have access to video, whether it's a webcam directly on your machine or video from your phone that you take the time to download in. With us to discuss this is Dave Samuel. Dave is co-president of Grouper Networks, which is part of Sony Pictures Entertainment. More relevantly, Grouper is working with Buy.com and basically is making all the technology magic behind the scenes happen. So, Dave, first of all, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
What percentage of consumers are going to have the ability or the inclination to actually submit video-based reviews?
Most consumers these days, especially if you're one to be surfing on the internet and buying via an e-commerce site, would have the ability to capture video, either via their camera phone, or their digital camera. So I would argue that probably most consumers have the ability to do it today.
Ability in terms of a technical sense, but how many are going to, for the most part, be inclined to do that?
The user-generated video market is quite brand new. And if you look at the industry overall, with broadband to the household, you have the ability for consumers in the privacy of their home to be able to experience high-quality video. And so I think that the feature is all new. It's the first of its kind that we're aware of, allowing consumers to be able to make a video review. We are hoping and planning that is going to be embraced by many people. And I'm a visual learner, and I like to learn by watching things versus reading. And I think there are many consumers that enjoy the same thing. If you look at brick and mortar stores, you're seeing them install video displays on their end caps with anywhere from a 60 to, you know, a 3-minute infomercial that would loop describing what the product is in detail. And I think that the brick and mortar people are finding that video sells product, and that's the plan for Buy.com.
But are you actually seeing, I know your argument that technically they've got the equipment, but I'm not so sure how many consumers. Well, just you tell me, what percentage of consumers out there do you think are actually going to take the time and the effort to make a movie and transmit it over to the site?
It's all very new. It's a new concept for consumers. They're used to seeing text reviews, but the Buy.com consumers that are writing those text reviews, the ones that are very interested in basically giving back to the community and educating people about these products, they're going to be the same ones, basically the first movers that are going to embrace this new technology. I'm not able to give you numbers specifically, but the same growth that we had on Grouper from 1 million in March to 8 million, those are people visiting Grouper and watching video. We expect and plan to see much growth with the embracing of creating video reviews. The people that sit there and type anywhere between 2 to 5 paragraphs in detail about what they've experienced with the product, they can now do it very easily with doing a video review. So I think we're going to see some tremendous adoption of this feature.
One of the things we talked about earlier was that today, an inherent advantage of the typical text-based messaging is that it is easily searchable. If you're looking for a particular attribute, you can scan through 40 reviews and look for one that addresses the particular attribute you care about, which is very difficult to do in video. You were saying that there are some capabilities probably a few years out that are going to try to address that, the searchability of consumer video?
The internet video market has really just been available to the typical consumer over the last year. We're going to continue to see video search technology being built on top of this. And so, you know, in the near future, you could see voice to text occurring. So if you really wanted to be able to search for a particular video, there would be, you know, technology that would take the voice and go to text, or there would be technology that would be able to pick out the faces in a particular video. And there's people working on that. Grouper's not working on that today. We're just focused on basically the video platform for streaming and publishing of video content. But we're really kind of right at the beginning of a lot of consumer and technology advancements within the internet video space.
Let me ask Greg Buzek from IHL. Greg, what is your take on this? How big an impact potentially do you see this having on retail e-commerce, if at all?
Well, in the e-commerce space, I think the ability to see a review that is visual is a good thing. But I think you're going to run into two things, two different groups that would bother to do this. The first group would be somebody that's deliriously happy with the product and want to do a review because they're so happy about it. And the other group will be somebody who absolutely hates it. So you're going to get the extremes in terms of the kind of videos that you get out there. I think that's just standard human behavior. You get the complaints, you get the people that are extremely happy, and then the people that are mildly pleased or it satisfies their needs. They're not going to spend the time to create these video reviews.
Now, one of the things that has been referenced as background to this is the quote-unquote YouTube phenomena, which has changed a lot of the ways people do things. We've seen it impacting politics and various other social elements. Do you think that anyone on the panel, do you think that the people who are likely to take advantage of this are going to be skewed to a very young, very, very web-active segment, which could skew the kind of reviews that people are going to see? Or do you think this is really going to cut across multiple demographics?
Well, I think it's going to cut across the demographics that go to buy.com. You know, obviously the people that are shopping at buy.com are already e-commerce savvy enough to go to that website and use that website much in the same way they would use another e-commerce website out there. In terms of doing their own videos with that, you know, like I said, I think it's not going to be the person who's just everyday shopping. It's going to be people that are extremely happy or extremely negative on it. But I don't think that's necessarily negative for the concept. I think there's a lot of value for potential video type reviews. The only question is how do you manage that? As we're seeing with YouTube already, there are things that get copied. There was a story about some girl in Australia who's now had to pull off all the things that she does because of death threats and other things that have occurred to her on YouTube. I don't know how that plays into this space, but it's really the wild, wild west right now when it comes to video on the web and the kind of things that YouTube and MySpace and other technologies are opening up. And that's really enabling the generation, the younger generation, to do this. I don't know. Personally, I'm not sure I would spend the time to do a video review.
Or just looking through the buy.com, you know, the small format that's set up right now, there's not a person on here who's over the age of 25 already, you know, offered a review, whether it's of a cell phone or a Christina Aguilera CD. So I'm not certain that that will actually mitigate the value of this. If people find value in the reviews of someone else, perhaps it actually lends a certain legitimacy to it if they can actually see the person offering the review as someone that either dresses like them or, you know, may or may not have the same taste in music as them if it's something technical or musical like that.
Clearly it adds a level of hipness to the site and a way of differentiating yourself from other websites.
I really think that it may get, you know, I think providing a three-dimensional view of a product or offering is compelling in itself, but I think there, you know, it may get tied to certain types or classes of products out there. Maybe, you know, over time towards higher end, higher value products where you do a little bit more research as a consumer before you make that, you know, that spend, so to speak. So I wonder if that's the trend that we'll see over time.
Dave, let me ask you one question. I want to follow up on something that Greg had said, which was security issues. after a video is posted, does it, at least as far as buy.com is concerned, and I do want to stress that I think this could hit a wide range of e-commerce sites, so buy.com is just one of the first. But from buy.com's perspective, what happens after the video is posted? Is there any editor or any human review before it's put on the site?
Yes, there is. So the video is recorded, and then it goes through an approval process. And so it is viewed before it is posted live on buy.com.
Now, as a practical matter, isn't that, and I'm going back from the e-commerce perspective, if indeed this is popular, then isn't that going to put a huge labor demand on major retailers? If Amazon or others started doing this, they could get a huge number of reviews on a wide range of products. If it has to be manually approved by a person every time, isn't that going to be a huge stumbling block?
I think that, first of all, it's going to be a good problem for us to all have, and you know, Grouper and other people within our space are dealing with a lot of content being submitted to our websites today. And so right now, in Grouper's sake, we do not actually screen everything that's posted onto Grouper.com. We have a community feature system that allows basically the pornography or other illegal content to be flagged by our consumers to take it down. But just back to the technology point, there's actually technologies being created. We've seen some of that in-house here, where you basically are able to look at the video and look at skin tones and see, well, is this person, is this person wearing clothes or not? And there's like lots of technology occurring within the space that can basically flag videos that might be deemed more likely to be inappropriate. And so I think as we continue to see the technology advance in the space and consumers embrace it, I think, you know, both of them are going to move together at the same time. But today we do need to approve it, because we just want to make sure that, people are playing with, watching legitimate content on buy.com.